1 Chronicles 25, the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun. David and the captains of the army set apart for the service some of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments, and cymbals. And then we've got a list of 24 groups who were to be involved in praising God. They each had their different specialism. Well, why was it that the captains of the army were involved in organizing the worship? Well, I think it's because Israel were to go into battle in faith, and they were to go into battle believing, and they were to go into battle with these singers who were leading them in praise to God. So it's very tempting to go through life in our own strength, to go into our battles in our own human strength. But actually, God wants us to go into life and the situations that come up in life in absolute faith that He is with us and in praise of Him. So there are these 24 groups of musicians that are listed here, and they sort of connect with the 24 groups of priests that we read about in chapter 24. And I said there that there's 24 elders in the book of Revelation. When John has a peek, as it were, inside the throne room in heaven itself, there are, obviously he sees angels there, but they're split up, it seems, into 24 courses, into 24 orders that are all controlled by an elder. And so the point is that the situation in heaven was to be reflected here on earth. There in heaven, John saw 24 elders falling down and praising God. And yet here on earth, there are 24 groups of Levites who were to be connected with praising God, with the worship of God. And so we are not alone. We are doing God's work here on earth, reflecting what's going on in heaven. And so we are not alone. God has got something He wants us to do. And I again encourage us to pray to God to show us what is our ministry. There were good works. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says that God prepared for us to do, and He prepared them at the foundation of the world. So when we were born and we believed and we committed ourselves to the Lord Jesus, we have a specific role to play. It's not just that you turn up at church and someone else does all the ministry and you're just a spectator at a show. You have got work to do, and ask God to show you, to reveal to you what that is.